That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Good morning, Millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Monday. Hope everyone had an amazing and fulfilling weekend.
I hope you had such a fulfilling weekend that you're so fulfilled that your cup fulfilleth over.
You're oozing out with fulfillment.
That's all I hope for you.
100%.
My wish for you.
My wish for you.
Is that this life would be all that's fulfilling for you.
All that you wanted.
All that you wanted. How was your weekend?
It was great. I spent so much time with my gorgeous, stunning nephew, Haroldson.
You did. 2 days in a row, back to back.
It was extremely fulfilling.
Your cup fulfilleth over.
My cup fulfilleth over, 100%. And I went out on Friday night. I've been reading a lot. It was a great weekend.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
You're so refreshed, rejuvenated.
Right. I'm literally Ramona Singer, season 4, renewed.
You are renewed. Mm-hmm. We love to see that here at The Toast.
How was your weekend?
I had an equally fulfilling weekend. I got to spend a lot of time with my dear sister, who I love so dearly.
Marga.
I actually did see her, which was
fulfilling.
Quite a treat to be counseled by
was
the counselor.
Was it fulfilling?
The whole weekend was fulfilling. It was very family. I saw some friends. We just had a really nice time. That's all you can hope for.
A gorgeous June weekend.
Let's stop bragging. About our great weekend.
A gorgeous, fulfilling June weekend that is leading us into a gorgeous June week full of 5 episodes of The Morning Toast. We're going to be here recapping TV, pop culture, talking about ourselves. Today, we've got a great day. It's Monday, so we've got a full weekend of stories.
And we have just like a full slate. We've got Unburden Yourselves.
Yes, which is our new Monday segment. For those who are new here, you can write in unburdenyourselves@gmail.com. Tell us something embarrassing you did over the weekend, and we'll help you unburden that burden.
Yes.
We'll help you on that burden.
And we watched the Platinum Jubilee this weekend, which was so exciting and incredible. I'm so excited to recap it.
And I'm sure it was really fulfilling for the queen.
It was fulfilling for the country.
Right.
Dare I say the world.
Yeah, because I'm not even British.
No, nor are we part of the Commonwealth.
No.
And I was deeply fulfilled and moved,
by
what I saw.
100%. We obviously have stories about it.
I was here and then I was there because I was so moved.
You know, I was initially like right here. And then I was right there.
Because the queen moved me. Yeah.
I love that.
Even though she wasn't there.
No, even though she wasn't at the Jubilee.
Also, I watched the first episode of Real Housewives of Dubai, so I will recap that. Lots of thoughts.
I'm searching, literally, high and low, for the energy to turn it on. And there's something inside me, like, I'm so unmotivated.
TLDW, too long, did not watch.
Yeah.
Let me break it down for you, which is that you don't need to watch just yet.
Right.
My thinking, like, the episode was enjoyable, but it was giving like such season one of a new franchise where everyone's trying so hard and they're like, I'm the baddest bitch in this town. I can say that in 4 languages. And it's like they're trying so hard and it's try hard.
I think I'll do what I did with The Real Housewives of Miami and watch it like
batch.
In the middle of the season.
That's what I'm going to do too, because I couldn't care enough to watch this every single week. And I think also they're coming into their dynamic. You know, some people don't know each other. It takes time. So I will get a lot of episodes together and then watch when I have time. I can't care enough to watch every single week. But it has promise.
Okay, good. I mean, it has money, which is really like all they need.
Yeah, but it's like there's so much money that it's like not even a factor. So it's like everybody has to bring something else, something more.
That's interesting.
And everybody is really interesting. So you have to bring even more than that.
Yeah.
And it was just giving a little try hard and like cringy season one vibes.
Yeah, no. But that's expected with the season one of A Housewife. I did like what they did on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, where I believe they were filming for like months before they actually started quote unquote airing. Like there was so much footage before season one, episode one of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. So it was nice. We like caught them in the middle, you know?
Yeah. So they have to get into a groove, and I will catch up with them when they do, but I can't, like, have the bandwidth, especially because it's, like, the same night as Beverly Hills and the same night as Kardashians.
It's too much.
I can't be watching week to week, so that's my, those are my thoughts, but I'm glad that it's here.
Me too. Okay, I'm totally on the same page.
Cool.
Other than that, I read a couple of erotic novels this weekend that were extremely good.
Would you like to recommend any to our dear toasters?
Yeah.
Dear toasters.
Let me, you know, all these erotic novels, like, start to look the same, you know, because it's literally the same.
No, it's like template. One Night on the Beach.
Yeah.
She and him went there.
Okay, so right now I'm reading Chasing Love by Kat T. Mason, which was a TikTok recommendation. It's okay. Like, all, it's actually really good, so much so that I had a dream about it. I haven't read this one yet, but it came from Rach Parcell, Crossing the Line with Lucy Score, by Lucy Score. I made it into a movie. I also read, not erotic at all, Start Without Me, Gary Giannetti's second book.
Not erotic.
Really good. I love short books. Like, Gary is the king of that, and for that I have the utmost respect. And then I read another, wow, I read a lot of Lucy Score, Pretend You're Mine. You can skip it. Like, it was fine. But the one that I initially read from Lucy Score that started me on this journey was the one Snatcher recommended. That's pretty much, like, you know, pronoun, noun, you know? Things we never got over.
That, you can't start a title with things.
No, it's so vague.
Things is such a blah word.
Yeah, and I really feel like the percentage of, like, the chance that I'll remember what a book is about, like, a couple months from now is, I know you're not supposed to judge a book by its cover, but it's really based on its title.
You can judge it by its title.
Yeah, like, so many of the books I've read are very similar, because I have, like, three genres. Celebrity memoirs, mm-hmm. which is easy to differentiate, like, whose book is whose. Erotic novels, and, like, thrillers. And a lot of the thrillers and erotic novels, like, months later, become the same book. Like, I don't know.
Also, the book It Happened One Summer, which is everyone's favorite erotic novel, the title, was this over the summer?
No. Great question. And that book really stood out despite its cringy title.
No, like, the title makes no sense. It should have been what the next book was called.
Her dad, like, sent her away for the summer.
Okay, but it should have been what the next book was called, which nobody read because nobody cared about the sister.
Yeah.
Which was called Hook, Line, and Sinker, because they were, like, fishermen.
Yeah, that's a good call.
And that was really good.
If you haven't read that book, like, what are you doing?
It Happened One Summer. So fucking good. Tessa Bailey. How many books have you read this year so far?
Not a lot.
Like, how many? Check your Goodreads.
Like 11, and I read 4 of them this week.
But that's pretty good.
I guess I just really haven't been on vacation. Lies.
Liza.
But that's where I, like, do most of my reading. And I just get into, like, a thing. It's so me. Like, I will read 1,000 books in a day and then not read for 6 months.
That's you.
Yeah. I'm all or nothing girly.
Just something cute about you.
Just a little fun fact about me.
Yeah. My reading, my goal for this year was 30 books because I figured I'd be busy this year mm-hmm. with the new Bebe and all. And I'm on track. I've read 14 so far. I just checked.
Damn.
And I'm in the middle of one, but I just, like, can't muster up the fucks to give. So maybe yeah. I need to start something else. But then all that time I spent reading that book, I've got
to
finish it.
Yeah, you have to finish it just to get the one.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, we're also bookworms. And we've got a great show. I think we should just dive in.
I think we should, because there's so much to discuss. So without further ado, Bryson Strikes, we miss you. Here are the fast 5 stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
Oh my God.
Are you okay?
No. Oh my God. It's my RDH flaring up. Oh, I would be remiss. I would be devastated. Oh, I might even be heartbroken if I didn't tell you that today's episode is brought to you by Starbucks Baia Energy Drink.
Ooh, that feels good to let out.
The relief. With caffeine naturally found in coffee fruit, it's energy that's good. It's a beverage that is crafted from caffeine naturally found in coffee fruit, as well as antioxidant vitamin C. They come in 3 delicious fruity flavors like mango guava, raspberry lime, and pineapple passion fruit. It is a refreshing fruit-flavored boost of feel-good energy in a way that only Starbucks can deliver. So personally, I like the mango guava best, and I'm not really, like, a big coffee drinker, so I don't, like, wake up and drink coffee, so it's nice if I need a little boost to have something that's not obviously coffee to drink, and we have them in the studio. I really like them. It's a perfect drink when you're being active outside. It's fruity and refreshing. Starbucks Baia Energy Drink is available online at grocery stores, convenience stores, and gas stations nationwide. Again, that's Starbucks Baia Energy Drink. Today's episode is also brought to you by Manscaped. Who doesn't love a man who can appreciate the finer things in life? A gold medal here, a gold watch there. But we love a man who goes the extra mile, walks with a little bit of spunk and confidence. Manscaped would like to introduce you to their best and biggest ultimate hygiene bundle yet, the Platinum Package 4.0. Manscaped is the leader in shaving your man's precious jewels. Now trust them with the whole shebang. Join the 4 million individuals worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off with and free shipping with the code TOAST. So their new Platinum Package 4.0 is the biggest bundle they've ever offered, giving you a bulk discount on Manscaped top products without sacrificing top quality for your quality man. The 4.0 package is the one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all. They designed this package to give your man all the best products for his hygiene routine. So you'll find their lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the weed whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, ultra premium body wash, ultra premium 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner, ultra premium deodorant, crop preserver anti-chafing ball deodorant, crop reviver spray toner, anti-chafing boxers, the shed travel bags. All of their fabulous products are packed into this Platinum Package 4.0. Both of our husbands use Manscaped. Ben loves the trimmer, obviously. He uses the ear and nose one. He uses a lot of their skin products. It's really a fabulous brand and a great gift also for Father's Day coming up. Yes. Get 20% off and free shipping with code TOAST at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code TOAST. It's time for your man to enjoy the finer things in life with the Platinum Package for his Platinum Package. Manscaped.com, code TOAST.
Thank you, Claudia.
It's a pleasure.
Our first story is all things Platinum Jubilee, the Queen's 70th Platinum Jubilee extravaganza concluded this weekend with a Party at the Palace concert, which we talked about before it was supposed to happen. We said who was going to be performing, that it was going to be projected onto Buckingham Palace. And I was like,
I was underwhelmed.
I couldn't imagine it. Mm-hmm. It was incredible.
It's sensational, actually. We watched the whole live stream. I do have some thoughts, negative thoughts, but let's start with the positive thoughts.
First, I just want to say the whole weekend was really a joy to watch. The family was out and about. Obviously, the Queen skipped some things that were rather torturous. Because she's 96 and she wasn't present for Queencella because it's like an all-day concert. And I'm sorry, she doesn't know who some of these people are. But she was probably in her bedroom listening, clapping along, saying, jolly good show.
Jolly good show. And it was definitely Queencella.
It was Queencella.
That's an amazing call.
Okay, so let's start from the top. I think the sketch that like took everyone by storm was the Queen and Paddington.
Oh my God.
That's how it kicked off. They're having tea and Paddington offers her a marmalade sandwich from his hat. And then she shows that she has a marmalade sandwich in her bag because like that's what she's always carrying around. And her acting chops were chef's excellent. Kiss. What can she do?
That's a really, I agree. I was like very shook by her professionalism.
Yeah. She was also in that Bond sketch for the Olympics a few years ago.
Yeah, so this isn't her first rodeo.
No, not at all. And then it kicked off with Queen performing We Will Rock You, and just the cutest moment was when they were with their spoons and their teacups.
Queen moment was so sweet. I couldn't think of like a better, you know, like iconic British thing than Paddington. It never would have crossed my mind for that to be the opener. I would have thought like Adele, like something. It was so sweet. It was so precious. And when he was like, thank you, ma'am. And she was like, that was very sweet.
When he said thank you and we're like, oh, and then he goes for everything. Oh my God.
It was too much.
You don't have a tear in your eye. Are you alive?
It was too much. And you know, the whole vibe of the Jubilee was obviously like thank the Queen for all of her work. But it did feel like this like send off for her, like kind of this assumption that we wouldn't have another Jubilee, obviously because she's 96. So there was this like finality to it that made the whole thing kind of like sad.
Yeah, it was bittersweet and it felt like the end of an era, but the party that they put on, there was nothing sad about it. Like everything was done to the nines. I don't know who was the director of this party at the palace, but they should be doing the Super Bowl, the Oscars. They should be given like every job. It was phenomenal.
The production value was insane. Like there were so many moments when I had such chills, besides for the insane graphics being projected onto Buckingham Palace, which was just gorgeous and so well done. They had these drones in the air with different symbols. They were making teacups and her dogs and her initials.
Her purse.
It was so iconic and so professional. Like it was honestly unlike anything I'd ever seen.
No, totally. And just to take in the magnitude of like a lot of these performers, and I love that they had smaller artists all the way up to bigger artists, and they were missing some big artists, which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
But to see them performing like in front of the palace with all these like Union Jack flags around them, like I'm not even British, and I was feeling British pride.
Yeah, no, it was giving patriotism. Like it was really beautiful.
And to perform for the Queen, even though she's in her bed behind you, must be the honor of a lifetime. Mm-hmm. We watched Mimi. We watched the whole thing, but Mimi Mao's performance was so good. And then she posted on Instagram, like, this was the best day of her life to perform for the Queen. And I imagine, like
as a British
as
person.
A young British artist, does it get any bigger than that? I really don't think so.
No, it doesn't. And I agree. I like that it was, like, really Queenchella in the sense that there were smaller artists and bigger artists.
Smaller artists during the day.
During the day. And then the bigger artists at night. And I want to go through all the performers, but I will say there was, like, kind of like a... like a glaring
absence
from a lot of like, for me, the fact that I think the most famous person who performed was Elton John, and he was literally not even on stage. He was, like, inside Buckingham Palace, and they projected it for this on the screens. Like, that was odd to me, and I really felt like there was star quality missing. Like, and the more I thought about it, I'm like, where is Adele? Where is Harry Styles? Where's Little Mix?
Where's Little Mix?
Where's the Spice Girls reunion?
Yeah.
Like, I felt like there was star power missing. And that's not to discredit the people who were there, because they really were incredible and they put on an amazing show. But I just feel like from a, you know, if I was the director, I would have, like, gotten, and I can't imagine that Adele wasn't asked.
Right.
She's literally, like, the face of the UK.
So she said no, right? Honestly. If I have being honest. And I think for Harry Styles, you could maybe say he's on tour, it didn't work out.
Or, like, he's kind of, like, young and edgy. Like, I don't know. I could see a world in which Harry Styles was not asked, but I do not see a situation in which Adele was not asked.
And I guess Little Mix wasn't asked, and I know they would get back together for this.
100%.
And, like, where was the Spice Girls reunion? They did a, one of the artists, Diversity, did a act of...
Yeah, they're like this, like, spoken word dance. They were amazing.
They were amazing. The act was 70 years of British music and basically highlighted everyone who either didn't show up or has already passed away. So right. It was like the Beatles. It was
One Direction.
Bee Gees. One Direction. Spice Girls. Mm-hmm. And it just was like, where are these people?
Niall Horan should have been there.
Yeah.
Doing a solo act.
One Direction should have gotten back together for it. Like, it's the Queen.
I completely agree.
Pay some respect.
I completely agree.
But it also gave us a chance to highlight some smaller British artists who you might not have known, or you knew and you're like, oh my God, it's so good to see this person.
100%. And I have to say, like, I was most impressed with Adam Lambert. First of all, Queen opened the show, which is like, it went from Paddington to Queen. And obviously Freddie Mercury is not alive, and Adam Lambert has become, like, the official sub-in for Freddie Mercury. And he was incredible. Like, first of all, this is probably the biggest thing that's ever happened to him in his career. Like, he's had such a unique career. Like, didn't even win American Idol, had a part on Glee, released amazing bangers that nobody cared about, and now is, like, the unofficial lead singer of Queen. He was amazing. Like, his vocals are so supreme. He was having so much fun. His outfit, his makeup, it was amazing. Like, I think he was incredible, and yeah. I think he deserves a lot of credit.
Yeah, no, and it was a great way to open the show, mm-hmm. and I loved that, and it got the crowd going.
Yeah.
Then there were a bunch of other artists. I don't know the exact order, but there was Jax Jones, mm-hmm. who's a producer, who sang with Mabel. Mm-hmm. There was Mimi Webb, who we love. She sang House on Fire.
So good.
There was Sam Ryder.
Sam Ryder, who I follow on TikTok, and to have watched his journey is incredible. Like, went from singing on TikTok, releasing his own music, has become the official UK submission for Eurovision, and now was performing for the Queen in the cutest Union Jack jumpsuit
loved.
I ever did see. I love watching people on TikTok thrive.
George Ezra, who was one of Snitch's
handsome,
people.
Handsome.
Duran, Rod Stewart sang Sweet Caroline. Prince George stole the show. Mm-hmm. That's like the moment that's going viral, like mm-hmm. him singing along. And when we were watching it, we're like, oh, that's a song that just everybody can get behind. Bum, bum, bum. And when you saw George and William singing it together, it was
so cute.
So, so cute.
It was really like an amazing night, a really like honor and a tribute to the Queen. And I enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah. Diana Ross was also there.
Iconic.
Alicia Keys was there. She sang Empire State of Mind, which confused people. But I'm just never going to be confused by people who want to perform for
their
the
best
Queen,
songs.
For the Queen.
Their best songs. Even though she should have sang...
Girl on Fire.
By the way, I was thinking she was going to sing Girl on Fire. Some people live for the fortune. Like, that's her, like, most popular song.
Yeah.
I thought that was weird.
Yeah, Empire State of Mind. The more I think it's about
weird.
It, like, they're...
In front of Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
It's like a song about literally, like, New York and America. Like,
Right.
It's weird.
It might still sting for them.
I thought for sure she was going to sing Girl on Fire because the Queen is literally a girl.
And she should have changed it to Queen on Fire.
This Queen is on fire.
They should have really consulted us for this event.
Musically, yeah. I had ideas, like,
up the wazoo. But honestly, they did a great job. They really didn't need our help.
Yeah, my only like negative thought or feedback was like the lineup.
No, it's just...
And I don't think those people did bad.
I loved the lineup. But where was the rest of it?
Where was the star power?
Where was the second half? Where was evening headlining Harry Styles at Coachella? He can do Coachella, but he can't do Queenchella.
I know. And Adele, like for real.
Adele.
It's like...
She actually like needs to put out a statement. That's how...
Obvious.
Yeah.
Like her absence was so glaring.
Yeah. And I imagine the British people feel the same. Yeah?
It was weird. I Googled it and there was obviously like this whole article in the Telegraph. Like where was Adele?
Yeah.
Those Brits. Nothing gets past those Brits.
No, but it was really great, and you should watch highlights on YouTube if you haven't. Oh, also the Andrew Lloyd Webber
Lion King
mashup.
Yeah.
So good.
Lin-Manuel Miranda like had to show up and ruin it, but it was really good.
Yeah, he did have to do that.
I was also surprised James Corden wasn't there, honestly.
Shocking. Also, did you see the videos of George and Charlotte? They were with the orchestra who was playing We Don't Talk About Bruno. Aww. And they were doing fake conducting. They're having the best time.
So cute. Well, you know, I feel like this entire weekend I really got to know the kids a little bit better.
Yes.
And here's what I've gleaned. Mm-hmm. The oldest one, like, he's ready. Like, he's
George.
He is so well behaved. Yeah. He looks just like his dad did when he was that age. He knows the burden, the chip on his shoulder, and he is fully embraced it. He was so well behaved. I feel like the monarchy is in great hands with him, honestly, even though he's 4 years old.
She ready.
The middle girl, Charlotte, is so unbelievably stunning, so also extremely well behaved, gorgeous hair. She's going to be like, you know, like I think like what Diana was, like how people are just going to like fall in love with her.
Yeah, like an icon, fashion girly here, mm-hmm. there, for sure.
That little one is a little troublemaker. He's a little he's a little rascal.
Yeah.
And he's gonna be a troublemaker.
He's gonna be the Harry.
Harry,
you know, the party boy.
Mm-hmm. Again, he is still a child, like he could grow up to be like George, but we'll see.
No, he likes to get into trouble.
And I think I said this last week, and I know that this is like exactly how genetics work, but all the kids look just like their parents. Like exactly half and half.
Yeah, they do.
Charlotte looks so much like Kate.
And they also look like happy kids. You know, because they're well behaved, but they're enjoying themselves.
Right. And they're not self-aware enough to like put on a face. Like if they're miserable and start, they're kids. Like they're Miz, you'll know they're lame Miz.
Right, right.
And you're right. They seem like really happy and it was a nice affair.
Yeah, it was really a great moment. And then at the end of the weekend, the queen emerged once again
on the balcony.
In her green.
Iconic.
And it was a great weekend for the royal family. Also, we need to talk about whoever is doing the royal family's TikTok
social
and Reels.
Media.
Because the TikTok and Reels videos were so premium, so informative, mm-hmm. like not stuffy. They were also, but like not like try hard queen doing the
right.
renegade.
So you have to toe a line when you're like a brand on social media, especially a brand representing Kensington Palace.
Right.
Like, you have to be on trend. You have to be like in the know, but you can't be cringy and you can't be try hard. So there's a real like... You have to walk a line, and I agree. I was really impressed with the content coming out of Kensington Palace this weekend.
I learned so much. That chariot, the gold chariot she was rolling down in. Also, they projected her coronation. Everything was just tops.
Technologically advanced, really tugged at the heartstrings. And all in all, it was a really gorgeous affair and a gorgeous tribute to a woman who has given the country that I don't even live in so much.
So much. Like, she is... A history book.
Oh, and another thing they did great was like gathering videos from celebrities around the world. Obviously, they had Paul McCartney, they had Michelle Obama, they had all these big names.
Judi Dench,
just wishing her well. And it was really sweet to know how many people she's touched.
Still no Adele.
Not even a video.
Right. If she couldn't make it, she could at least put a video in.
Well, I think maybe her line of thinking was like, if I make a video, it'll be so much more obvious that I'm not here.
No, it just feels like she's boycotting the Platinum Jubilee. Like, she doesn't want the queen to have served 70 years. That's what it feels like.
You know what it's giving? It's giving disrespect,
it's
honestly.
It's giving, like, anarchist.
I don't know what's going on, but, like, I need a full reasoning as to why Adele didn't play. Like, I will not rest until I get down to the wire on this.
Yeah. Maybe she's, like, not a royalist.
Maybe she's an anarchist.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. That's true. I guess we just assume she supported the crown, but like maybe she doesn't.
Maybe she doesn't.
But I feel like British people like love the, like, I don't think, is that like a thing?
It is a thing.
Oh.
But.
I'm not caught up on my British politics, but maybe she does whatever the political part, maybe she's like with the protesters.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that would be wild. It was an active protest. That would be wild.
That would be wild. I don't think so though, because regardless, like she's the queen.
Yeah.
She's given her whole life to the country.
No, and I imagine, like, when you grow up in the UK, like, the Queen is so much a part of, like, your, like, the zeitgeist there. Yep. Like, you can't forget about the Queen, you know?
No. And it will never not be an honor to be asked.
100%. Oh, of course. Oh, somebody performed comedy. I love they threw a stand-up comedian in there.
Yeah. It was really, really great, you guys. Yeah. I mean, I was surprised. I haven't been so... Everything is always less than what you expect it to be. And this was so much more.
Agreed. And they undersold it in the marketing.
Oh, big time. Mm-hmm. Big time. Huge.
And I've been listening to so many songs, like, from the lineup at Queenchella that, like, I totally forgot about or didn't know.
Queenchella, she's an influencer.
They need to make a Queenchella playlist on Spotify.
Yeah.
From Kensington Palace.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there was nothing... There was no ancillary marketing or anything.
Sponsors.
They just, like, got together and put on this sickening concert, and, like, no one else is promoting it.
And it was beautiful, like, right outside the palace, those trees, that long street, I don't know what it's called, that, like, brings you into Kensington Palace. It was Buckingham Palace. It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. Andrea Bocelli performed.
Breathtaking.
And then the girl who performed What a Wonderful World with, like, the greenery on the... Yeah,
beautiful.
Sickening. The Royal Ballet. There were some campers up there dressed as bees.
Stunning.
It was gorgeous.
It was gorgeous.
Okay, so check it out if you haven't, because chef's kiss.
Yeah.
And Queen, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am.
Are you ready for our next story?
It's
What Goes Up Must Come Down. I have some bad news.
Oh, no.
Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey have broken up after 1 year together. They are both completely heartbroken. And if that's the case, why not get together?
Get back together. This was shocking.
Unbreak your heart.
Say you love me again.
Like, it's so simple. If you're both heartbroken, get back together.
No. So simple. This is so upsetting. And I saw a statement. I don't know if it was legit, like, from a source basically saying, like, he was ready for, like, full settle down, and she's not.
Yeah. The source says, one, Michael and Lori are both completely heartbroken. They still love each other. Couldn't be true if they're breaking up.
Yeah, get back together. That's a simple solution. Are you a solution-oriented person? Because if you are, get back together.
The source also said Michael matured a lot over the course of their relationship and was ready to commit for the long term. He let down his guard with her, opening up emotionally in a romantic relationship for the first time. They had great times together and brought out the best in each other. This can't be true, otherwise they would still be together.
Right. No, but then that makes sense as to what I'm saying. Like, she's not ready for, like, full... You want to know... Like, I think this relationship, like, really skyrocketed her to, like, a crazy level of fame. And she wants to, like, enjoy it before she's, like, settling down.
Yes. But, like, really, it doesn't get better than Michael B. Jordan.
I know.
There's
nothing else out there. Trust me. Like, it's just Michael.
It's just him.
Yeah. I'm really upset about this because they were, like, truly a power couple who gave us a lot. Like, great paparazzi photos.
They weren't shy about their relationship.
Yeah. Like,
they weren't like, please respect our privacy.
No privacy. They were like, supporting each other on social media. Yeah. Like, giving us a lot.
Giving us everything.
This is very upsetting. Even though, like, the small glimmer of hope is, like, now we have two extremely eligible, like, good-looking young people in Hollywood. Like, it'll be fun to watch who they date next, even though I don't think it's really ever going to get better matched than the two of them.
Yeah. Also, he is 35 and she is 25, so that would...
Oh.
You know, he might be at that place where he's ready for more and she might be, like, just coming into her own.
Oh, you know what? That's actually... I didn't think about that. I didn't realize there was an age difference. That's a really good call.
But they should have thought about that before they took
broke
us
our hearts.
This ride.
Totally. But that does make sense, you know? She's, like, now extremely famous. She was, like, well-known and really rich before because of her dad, but now she's, like, fully her own celebrity. She has a skincare line. Have you been hearing about the drama?
Yes.
She has a skincare line called Skin, S-K-N, by L-H. And a lot of people are comparing it, obviously, to Skin by Kim, which is really similar.
Yeah.
But she hasn't said anything.
She hasn't said anything, and is she SKN by LH, like, always, or just SKN?
SKN by LH.
Like, that's what she trademarked?
Oh, I don't know the legality of it. Because I just know a lot of people are comparing the two.
Got it. Well, if they both got trademarks, which they did, if they're both selling products, then...
Yeah, I think Kim's trademark issue is with a different company. A facialist in Brooklyn, like a skincare, like a storefront.
Oh, yeah, that's a different issue.
Yeah. So I don't... But... Kim has a trademark, but other girl didn't.
The trademark office said there's room for all of you.
No, the trademark office will rule in favor of whoever was using it in the market first, not who got the trademark.
No, but they're also registered under different services. So the trademark office already said this is fine. You think Kim went to market with something that wasn't trademarked? No.
Yeah, no. I don't think she'll have a legal problem. I think she's just getting, like, you know, online backlash.
Right. But if the trademark office said it was not a trademark infringement, then
The USPTO reigns supreme.
Yeah. They need to issue a statement.
Totally.
Them and Adele and Michael and Lori for everything they're putting us through today. Yeah,
it's really disgusting.
But the way that I'm coping with it is with a bit of denial. Like, I think they'll get back together. And then by the time that they don't, like, she will be with someone who I already am shipping heart.
Yeah.
Just like Kim, Kanye, Pete.
You know this what needs to happen?
This is how I ease into broken heart.
You know what really needs to happen? Like, Steve needs to sit them both down. He's extremely persuasive. Yes. He's very wise. He's lived a long life. He has he's been married for like 100 years. He can offer them both the wisdom and guidance that they so desperately need. He will be the one to fix this. Mark my words.
It's fixable. Steve will guide them home.
100%.
And ignite their bones. Steve will try to fix them.
That's beautiful, Jackie.
Thank you. That song's in my head from Snatchler Stories. Yeah. The Snatchler.
The Snatchler.
I heard that the Queen listens to The Snatchler.
Oh, I didn't hear that. And I heard she listens to The Morning Toast.
And that's why she wouldn't go to the concert, because they didn't ask her to perform. Maybe. That's what I heard. No, I saw it on Dumont.
I heard that the Queen listens to The Morning Toast and she was boycotting the Jubilee because they didn't have me perform my iconic hit song, Toast.
Yeah, and that she was upset with Paddington for not taking a piece of toast out of his hat. Because she was like, I have my morning toast.
What's marmalade? Jelly?
Jam. Yeah.
Okay. Who lives? Yeah. I'm saying marmalade, Lady Marmalade. Yeah,
of course. The Queen is Lady Marmalade.
By the way, like, we needed pink. We needed pink at that Jubilee.
Needed. There was Kelly Clarkson. Throw her in there.
Oh, we need to talk. I know we don't ever like to say anything negative about Queen of the Universe, Miss Kelly Clarkson. But last week we were raving about
But in order for you guys to know that all of our enthusiasm is authentic, it's also important to talk about when we're not enthused.
So last week we were so overwhelmed, excited, talking about Kelly Clarkson's new album, Kelly-Oke, which, as we discussed last week, is an EP of 6 cover songs. She records covers on her talk show, The Kelly Clarkson Show, and a lot of them get really popular, like her Billie Eilish cover. So she's decided to release like 6 or 7 songs on an EP, all covers of old songs. And we were so excited until
the set list dropped.
Yeah, we got the track list, and it's not
giving
good.
There's only 6 songs on it, which already is disappointing considering she's done over 500 covers. Right. Wow, we text so much because
the first is Happier Than Ever, which obviously we were thrilled about.
Here's the track list: 1, Blue Bayou; 2, Call Out My Name; 3, Happier Than Ever; 4, Queen of the Night; 5, Trampoline; 6, Fake Plastic Trees.
Like, dead ass, I've never heard of any of these songs.
No, literally.
I was disappointed. Like,
Queen of the Night sounds familiar. Let me just figure out
who it does sound familiar.
Queen of the Night, aria by Mozart. Oh, Whitney Houston.
Oh, I don't know it, because I know a lot of Whitney Houston
songs. I'm sure
songs.
If I played it, we would know it, but I don't want...
So we have been listening to the Happier Than Ever cover, and it's really good. I just wish we were going to get some more contemporary music.
Yeah, and more, period.
Yeah.
You did 500, whittled down to 6.
Maybe, like...
I've heard of 2.
And if this flops, she probably won't do it again, and it might flop because of these song choices.
Yeah.
So then we're not going to get other covers.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just have to start tuning into the Kelly Clarkson Show every day. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Premium content every single day. What is this, The Morning Toast? Are you ready for our next story?
If it's the next story, that's brought to you by Ivory Ella.
It is.
Ivory Ella is a lifestyle apparel brand that donates 10% of profits to Saving the Elephants and other charitable causes. Launched by college students, Ivory Ella grew organically into one of the largest and most passionate communities of supporters wanting to make a difference in the world. They've donated over $2 million to date, and they continue to deliver good clothes for a good cause. So they have over 500,000 donated in their first year to Save the Elephants and over 2 million donated to charitable causes. A minimum of 10% is donated on all of their products. Every time you buy from Ivory Ella, you are making a donation to a cause that is important to you, like Save the Elephants, Autistic Self-Advocacy Network, Cyber Smile Foundation, Reef Restoration Foundation, the American Heart Association, Hearts and Bones, and more. Everything you buy, you are helping save the world little by little, and they make really comfortable, cute, and trendy clothes. You can be a part of the herd. Go get yours with 15% off using code TOAST at ivoryella.com/collections/new-arrivals. That's code TOAST for 15% off, and the website is ivoryella.com/collections/new-arrivals.
Great. Thank you. Our next story, we're going to continue on this low and then we'll pick back up. Okay. Because Rascal Flatts guitarist Joe Dunn Rooney has pleaded guilty to a DUI. If Life is a Highway, Joe Dunrooney attempted and failed to ride it all night long after crashing into a tree at 4 a.m. last September.
That's a good little opening line they got there.
Yeah, page six, always, with the zingers.
Quirky.
The Rascal Flatts lead guitarist pled guilty to the DUI charge that resulted from his inebriated joyride, which culminated in the collision just outside of Nashville. The court sentenced him to 2 days of jail time, for which he must report to begin serving on June 8th.
Wait, what?
2 days of jail for this.
Oh, 2 days.
He pled guilty.
Okay.
Disappointing. Beyond.
I have a lot of like hate in my heart for people who drive drunk. Like it's for me, it's like an unforgivable sin. Like I never got back on Sam Hunt train. Like I can't even look at him. Not that he's anywhere for me to look. So this is really hard because this is hitting deep. It wasn't hard for me to give up Sam Hunt. Like I wasn't really crazy about him before, but Rascal Flatts is obviously a band that's extremely near and dear to my heart. And I'm really upset. I'm not even hurt. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, there are so many celebrities who have DUIs.
I know.
I'm sure if I told you them, like you have forgiven and love some of them still.
Do a list of celebrities with DUIs. It's very like popular for some reason.
Yeah.
Remember on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills when Bella Hadid got one at like 15?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was crazy. Okay. Robert Downey Jr. You don't subscribe. It doesn't matter. Paris Hilton.
Oof.
Nicole Richie.
Oof.
Kevin Hart.
Ooh.
Michael Phelps.
Okay, but like here's
Vince
the thing.
Vaughn.
Wait, before you keep going, like, not that I could ever understand drunk driving, but like if you're a person with a car and you're drunk, like you need to get somewhere, like I get it. I don't get it. But if you are a person with unlimited means to drivers, helicopters, planes, Uber, it's just really, it's unforgivable.
Mm-hmm.
It's unthinkable.
Yeah.
Who else?
Justin Bieber.
What?
Amanda Bynes, Tiger Woods. Nick Carter, ooh, that hurts.
What?
Aaron Carter.
I'm shocked.
Natasha Lyonne, Samantha Ronson, Heather Locklear.
Okay, it's not like that many of like my favorites, you know?
No, but like, and it's all their mugshots too.
It's extremely common for sure, like in celebrity culture, which makes no sense because nobody has access to more means of getting around than celebrities.
Yeah.
Like if you're a celebrity, if I was literally like an actual celebrity, I would literally never drive myself anywhere. I'd have like a full chauffeur and like a limousine.
Me neither. And which would be hard because I'm always driving myself.
No, you don't even have a license, so.
Yeah, it would be a big change for me.
You're not going to get a DWI because you don't drink and you don't have a license. You're going to get like arrested. You're going to get pulled over for driving without a license.
Driving too slow.
Literally.
Driving without a license. Yeah, exactly.
So this is definitely really upsetting. I hope he thinks long and hard while he's in jail for 2 whole days.
Well, he pled guilty and he's going to jail.
And I'm assuming the person, like he didn't hurt anyone.
No, he hurt a tree.
Right. Okay. The poor tree, but it's not a human being, which is, thank God nobody was hurt.
Yeah.
But that I guess always will bring like your sentence up a lot if there's other people involved.
Of course.
It's very upsetting. Please don't drink and drive. It's literally the dumbest thing you can do.
Yeah.
When Uber exists and Lyft and taxis and buses and trains and subways.
Truckers against drinking and driving behind us. What is that noise? That's not truckers.
There's been parades like all throughout the city. I think
like
it's a parade.
Bagpipes.
Is it St. Patrick's? No.
No.
It was just St. Patrick's Day, and I got caught in the middle of the parade. Oh, my God. Hell on earth was trying to cross the street during the St. Patrick's Day parade. I don't even want to talk about it. It was the day Sophia with an F was co-hosting with me. We were both, like, 2 hours late because literally the parade.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Damn.
No disrespect to the Irish. Just, like, just parades in general.
Parades. Disrespect to parades.
Yeah.
For sure. On, like, the busiest street in New York City.
Yeah, no, like, why don't you have the parade, like, anywhere else? Like... Just anywhere else.
There are so many things about New York like that where it's like, why would you
parade in Central Park?
Why would you come here for that?
No, wait, seriously, why don't they have the parade in Central Park?
Central Park, I mean, is supposed to be like a beacon of peace in an otherwise chaotic city. That's its intention.
But it's really not.
It is. If you go into the park, you kind of forget that you're in a city.
Okay, they should really have the parades in the park. Like the bike path or the reservoir, you know?
That would just like go against... the founders of the park's
the principles. Yeah,
the principles of the park.
Okay,
and then things would get out of control. And people drop things all the time at the parades. And, like,
it
would be disgusting.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
The park is just, like, this little piece, slice of
heaven.
Suburbia.
Yeah.
Are you ready for our next story?
It is...
It's a lot. And I really look forward to your thoughts because I hadn't heard this yet. There's a new show coming out called all-star shore where reality TV personalities from across the reality TV universe will light it up on Paramount Plus. So here's who's cast already to go to the Canary Islands, where they will battle it out for a cash prize and global bragging rights. We have Jersey Shore's Angelina Pavarnik, Bachelor in Paradise alum Blake Hortzman, Love is Blind's Giannina Gibelli, RuPaul's Drag Race's Vanessa Vanjie Matteo are among
Vanjie. You want to hear the craziest thing about Vanjie?
Sure.
She was the first one eliminated on her season. Like, she should have been completely irrelevant. Like, there's so many queens. They call it the pork chop when you get eliminated on the first week. But when she was exiting, she did the weirdest thing. She was, like, walking backwards, and she was like, her name is Vanjie. She was like, Vanjie. Vanjie. And she stood there for 10 minutes saying her own name, and it was so iconic. She got recast on RuPaul's Drag Race Review. She has like a full-blown career from that one moment.
Good for her.
Yeah, talk about making the most of every opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think about this?
I mean, I feel like MTV does this a lot where they do like different shows like X on the Beach with people from different reality TV franchises, and I've never watched it. I've never really heard like unreal things about it. It just kind of sounds like a gathering of losers.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. And these days there are so many reality TV shows. There are so many seasons. There are so many former stars looking for things to do.
Yes.
And they're looking for shows. So it makes sense. But yeah,
endless opportunities. How
is
it,
why not just go on X on the Beach? This is for Paramount Plus. So it's like, you know, the ultimate girls trip version.
I guess that's a good comparison. They need
even more content.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just giving. Wait, Blake and Giannina
are dating.
And so they're going together.
Yeah.
I guess that's interesting television.
Yeah. It's just like, these are people I haven't like genuinely given a fuck about in years. Like, don't get me wrong. When Giannina was on Love is Blind season one, like I was obsessed. Followed her on Instagram, but I've slowly unfollowed her, and like, I'm just not interested anymore. Like, I really have a short shelf because there's so many new reality shows coming and new reality stars. I have to cycle out old ones. And so the people who end up on these shows are people I haven't even given a thought about in years.
Yeah, but you know what? It's pretty smart because like all these people like still have a lot of Instagram followers that are just like sitting dormant. Mm-hmm. The executives are let's activate.
Yeah.
And then we get things like this.
I will say, like, to my core, I find Angelina from Jersey Shore, like, for some reason, it's like I never really got over the fact, and I think I've said this before.
You said it on Clubhouse to Vinny.
Yeah, to Vinny. Like, I feel like I was such a Jersey Shore diehard fan. I've rewatched it 1,000 times. And if you watch the show, like, you know that those kids gave their all. They became stars, and not for nothing. Like, they were giving us the most. And Angelina was on 2 seasons, and both times she left. Like, so she really wasn't a part of making the show the phenomena, the cultural phenomenon that it was. And so for her to be asked back for their new show and just like get all the accolades and all the perks that all the others got without having to like bleed out for the show, like Sammy Sweetheart literally like going through the most manipulative relationship of her life all on camera, like they all gave so much. And I just feel like whenever I see Angelina, it like kind of bothers me that like she that they gets like those opportunities,
forgave her and let her back into the fold. But one, she missed out on all those years of success, and those were the big years.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
She didn't get that. Two, you know, they invited her back to this show now, and it's not what the old show was in terms of fanfare. So mm-hmm. It's not like she's getting everything.
Yeah.
And I imagine she's getting paid far less than the other people.
Yeah, I don't know. So like just her.
But yeah, no, I would
sure
still.
She's a nice person.
I would still hold a grudge.
Conceptually, she just like that irks me.
I would still hold a grudge for sure.
For sure.
Are you ready for our fifth and final story?
Is it? Already?
Already. It went by so quickly.
It's the final.
Why can't I sing too?
We sing it together, but I always sing the first 3 words.
For sure, but we're always improvising, so why can't I be a part of it?
Wow. Okay. No. Okay. Just like, no. How about that?
Wow.
The final story.
You think I'm going to back you up now?
Exactly what I wanted. It's the final story, the Queen's Jubilee. May I have some marmalade?
Oh, thanks. It's not the same. Fifth and final story, really crazy. Disney apologizes to a couple whose marriage proposal was thwarted by an employee.
By an evil employee.
A nuts employee.
This video went so viral all over the internet this week, and if you haven't seen it, Just go watch it. It is so disturbing. I think it's Disneyland Paris.
Yes. So the viral video was first posted on Reddit last week, and it showed a man getting down on one knee to propose to his girlfriend on a platform in front of the Sleeping Beauty castle. Mid-proposal, an employee rushes up and snatches the ring box out of the man's hands and ushers the couple off the platform. So he interrupted the proposal because he was a stickler for the fucking rules and just like couldn't let the magic happen at the Magic Kingdom, make it make sense. So now Disney has apologized, saying, "We regret how this was handled. We have apologized to the couple involved and offered to make it right."
Right. Now this is obviously like a Disney adult couple. I'll preserve my judgment because it's not relevant to the storyline.
Not germane.
So this is obviously a Disney couple, and they're now probably going to get married at Disney for free. Like,
they better. Yeah. Just imagine being that person. Like, when someone gets engaged in public, whether you're in a restaurant, at a Disneyland park, like, everyone, it's such a magical moment. Like, no matter how old you are, yeah, how jaded, like,
how cynical.
It's just, like, everybody stops and is like, aw. Everybody watches. Everybody claps. You know, at least we have up until this point in humanity.
Also, I think it's nice that there's like a general human unspoken rule. If someone's getting engaged in public, like maybe in a crowded space, like, and you see it happening, I see videos of it all the time. People know to move the fuck out of the way. Like, they give people space. It's like the one time people, like, humans act civilized.
Right.
It's really nice. Like, there is like this general unspoken rule understanding amongst human beings. When other people are getting engaged, like, you give them the floor.
Right. And so this employee, like, obviously you're probably not allowed to be up on the platform, and that's the rule he was told, and he's just trying to do his job. But, like, to be so joyless and to see that moment and think, like, oh, gotta be a tattletale.
Right, like, why don't you...
Gotta be a hall monitor.
He didn't even wait for her to say yes. He asked the question, and he literally ran between them, grabbed the ring box, which is chutzpah dick.
Theft.
And was like, come downstairs. So if he really was that big of a stickler for the rules, like, be a human being. Let her say yes. Of let them course. Hug. And then come up behind them and be like, sorry, can you move down the
of
steps?
Of course. No, but the whole thing is like that this person saw a proposal and that their heart didn't flutter. And instead they were like, rules.
No, what has this person been through?
Yeah.
This is giving heartbreak because, like, you're obviously like, you hate love.
Obviously. Why do you work at Disneyland Paris?
Yeah, literally.
If you're so joyless.
And I can imagine, like, obviously, I would never get married at Disneyland. I'd literally rather die or engaged. But I imagine, like, if you're a Disney adult, like, it doesn't get better than this.
And Disneyland Paris? I didn't even know that was a thing.
Me neither. So this much, like, as much as we think it's, like, oh, like, bad for them, imagine you're a Disney adult and, like, it happens to you. Like, it's soul-crushing.
It might, like, take away the magic. They might stop being
become
Disney.
Disney haters. Join my side.
Yeah.
But I do think, like, there is a way for Disney to make it up to them. And, like, this video went so viral. Like, they have to do something big. And so I hope that these people are able to, like, have the Disney, like, dream wedding, whatever that entails, like, Mickey and Minnie cutting the cake or whatever, and, like, really go above and beyond for them. That's the only thing that can make it right.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure whatever they do will, you know, make it so much better than they... And now they have this great story. It'll be... And by the way, at the end of the day, like, nothing bad happened.
No, everyone's alive. Like, it's fine.
It's fine.
No, but, like, that video did, like, hit me. I was like, what the fuck? It was just, like, it gave me, like, a little pause. I'm like, literally, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It was weird. It was very bizarre.
Weird. He was just so excited to be a snitch.
Yeah, he was so excited to, like, be a dick.
A snitch and a snatch.
A snatch.
He literally was
It was smooth.
He was a snatchler.
He was a smooth criminal. Literally. So those are the Fast Five stories. You definitely needed to know them.
Every last one of them.
And we're not done because we have Unburden Yourselves, which is our segment here we do on Mondays where you can write in to unburdenyourselves@gmail.com and tell us the mortifying things you did over the weekend. And we are going to try to make you feel better. I have read the three today and they are hysterical. Like,
can't
beyond
wait.
Belief.
Can't wait.
And it's brought to you by ZocDoc, a free app that shows you doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. You can read up on local doctors, get verified patient reviews, and see what other real humans had to say about their visit. So when you walk into a doctor's office, you're set up to see someone in your network who gets you. Go to ZocDoc.com, choose a time slot, whether you want to see a doctor in person or do a video visit, and just like that, you're booked. Find the right doctor that is right for you and book an appointment that works for your schedule. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and we're two of them. It's our go-to whenever we need to find and book a doctor, especially when I'm on tour and I'm, like, in random places that I obviously don't have a doctor. It's nice to get on a video chat with someone, like when I got bit by a bee and it turned into a rash. Like, it's nice to get a professional when you're traveling and away from home. In the chaotic world of healthcare, let ZocDoc be your trusted guide to find a quality doctor in a way that is surprisingly pain-free. With ZocDoc, you can get your doctors in a row. Go to ZocDoc.com/toast and download the ZocDoc app for free, and then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/toast, ZocDoc.com/toast. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, girlies. Yesterday at work, three of us girlies were talking in a break space. One of the girls' marriage is hanging on by a thread. They just started going to couples counseling. Beyond just the marriage, this girl's just going through a lot, and I've been helping her out as much as I can. Well, after reading us one of the messages he wrote in their group chat with their therapist, I started ripping this guy to shreds. I was over his bullshit, and it got everyone in the room going on just like a bashing session on the guy, the wife included. After a few minutes, the girl looks at her phone, and the color drains from her face as the panic sets in. Somehow, our entire conversation recorded and sent into the group chat with her husband and her therapist. There's no way to delete it, and she's terrified now of all these truthful feelings being out there, and that it might be the official end of things. This would be her second divorce.
Okay. I mean, it's not your fault. That's literally the worst thing that can happen in general. But you know what? Considering they're on the brink and these are her truthful feelings, was she not sharing the truth before? Is this news to him? This could be the thing that saves them.
I know. I think it might be, no, it might be the universe's way of like saving her a lot of time and just like, it's obvious.
Cutting like, to the heart chase of it. And it could be the thing that saves their marriage or saves her so much time and they might have to end things. But yes, this is so uncomfortable. First of all, at least it's not you. Like, yeah. At least it's just your friend. Like, totally. I'm sure if the wife were writing in, I would feel even worse horrible for her. But you know what?
The like, truth never hurt anybody,
and
honestly.
The truth will set you free.
The truth has hurt anybody. That's literally the phrase, truth hurts. What I was looking for is the truth will set you free. And even though it's painful and it's going to be awkward for her, like, I don't think years from now she will regret having accidentally spoken her truth.
Yeah. Just the embarrassing thing for her is that she's, like, talking crap about her man's, like, with the whole office.
No, totally.
But that's how bad things have gotten.
Yeah, no. It's a reality check for everyone.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that bad, honestly.
I think it'll move the needle, and it's they've got to move
I just
the needle.
Hope that you don't know this man.
Yeah.
Sounds like you don't, because you just keep saying the husband. Like, you've never met him.
Yeah.
Hopefully. But it's fine. You know what? I think at the end of the day, this is something you'll actually be grateful happened.
Maybe not.
Maybe. Maybe that's a stretch.
But you could find the good in it.
Yeah. Hello, beautiful, stunning, and smart ladies. I have been deeply mortified for the last 48 hours and truly need to unburden myself. I own a coffee shop next to a music venue, and a famous country artist visited before his show. I gave him some free merch, hoping he would showcase it around on tour or even wear it to the show, because this has worked in the past. He seemed so thrilled and said he'd tag us on Instagram as he shook my hand with what I perceived to be a flirty grin. I definitely thought there was like a vibe. I happened to be going to see his show that night. When he tagged us on Instagram, I was able to DM him back and see when he was active, which was very exciting. Anyways, I go to the show and I get rather drunk and sloppily try to slide into his DMs. He doesn't read them, no harm, no foul. I then proceed to drink more, and these concert cups are huge. I was doubling my seltzer intake by accident. I wake up the next day to my absolute horror and see a novel of desperate DMs to him from my business account. This man is getting straight up hit on by a coffee shop. And to make matters worse, he read them all and left me on scene. I'm still shaking from this mortifying experience and pray my shop's name is not tarnished from this thirsty toaster's action. Love, a newly single country fan.
I don't think he'll do anything to your shop.
And you know what? If he's like a famous country artist, this happens all the time. Like, not to diminish you, but to make you feel better. Like, you're just one in a million.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, nobody was hurt. Nothing happened. He saw it. He's not interested, I'm sorry to say. Just forget it.
Just forget it.
Just on the burden. Drop it down over there. Don't pick it back up. This happened to someone else, not you. And try not to do it again. But like, even if you did, like, serious, like, in the, nothing materialized, you know? It's yeah. Just... You just were embarrassed yourself and the store, I guess.
And, no, but let's say
but
you
it's
run
not
into
even
this...
like a coworker saw the messages and is going
right.
to tell the boss.
It's your
like,
shop.
You're okay. You're okay.
Yeah, and if you do run into this guy again, like you said, he's famous. He meets a million girls who I'm sure like throw themselves all over him. Like, he's not going to remember. So you're the only one remembering it, which is the best thing. Let it go.
Even if he remembers, big whoop.
Yeah. So what? You put yourself out there. Like, come on. Don't be so, it's really, that's nothing.
It's okay. It's okay. Just set it down. Don't pick it back
this
up.
This one's not so okay. I'm absolutely mortified. I was having a spectacular day driving home from a day of shopping, and I saw my boyfriend's truck waiting at the light. As I turned down the street passing my boyfriend's truck, I made a really vulgar face at him. This face.
We all know it.
Peace sign with your tongue in between. I made a really vulgar face to be fun and playful. I could see he waved, but his windows are super tinted. Later, I found out it was my boyfriend's father driving his truck to run an errand. I am shook. Still embarrassed and ashamed typing this, I texted him to apologize, but yikes, this ruined my day.
What are the chances that the father doesn't know?
Understand the gesture. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But you texting to apologize, like, might have alerted him to, like, he probably thought, oh, my crazy, silly, you know, future daughter-in-law sticking your tongue out. I think maybe by texting him, you might have made it worse because I don't think he initially, I don't think adults know what that is because they see a peace sign and they see tongue out. They don't see, like, vagina licking, you know?
Yeah. Or do they? Maybe they're smarter than
Maybe they're raunchy.
Yeah. I would just disassociate from this.
Yeah.
Someone else, some other time, you know, maybe the windows were blurry and he can say that, like, he can think that's what he saw, but that's not what he saw. You know, I would just deny till you die.
I would deny till I die. The apology does make that difficult.
Yeah. And I would deny that you apologized.
Yeah. I would go into his phone and delete the text messages and start gaslighting him.
Yeah, and, like, older people forget stuff all the time.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
But then, like, there's always something seared in their memory.
Yeah, but I don't think, not celebrities, older people really know this
sign. Yeah, they just be like, oh, that's a goofy face my daughter-in-law did.
Right, these young kids are crazy.
Yeah.
I think you're fine, honestly. Like,
it's fine. Again,
you sound funny. Like,
here's the thing we have to remember. Zoom out from the lens of the Big Bang Theory.
Right.
Not a big deal.
Not a big deal.
Think about, we talked about this on the Patreon episode, by the way. Patreon has been fire. Patreon.com/themorningtoast. But we talked about when you think about, like, something from the perspective of, like, the Big Bang, like, and how time is so long. Thousands of years humans have been on Earth. You went like that once. Not a big deal.
No, literally the world is not even impacted by it. Like, not whatsoever.
Not at all. Nothing changed.
No, it's so true. Like, move on.
Mm-hmm. Think about it.
On the burden, officially. Thank you to everyone for being vulnerable and writing into us. Again, this is a safe space, and if you ever want to confess something mortifying you did, unburdenyourselves@gmail.com. And that's our show.
That is our show.
Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennium Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up and subscribe.
Did you hear what she said? Subscribe.
We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Morning Toast, leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Hope you guys have an incredible Monday. Don't forget to rise and grind.
Don't forget it.
Love you guys, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye-bye.